Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sabrewing. In Huron County Circuit Court, a probation violation arraignment for Edwin Lindale Davis was held on March 10, 2026. Davis faces allegations of violating probation by allegedly stealing property from a Nike outlet. He failed to appear in court. Defense counsel stated Davis had sought permission to appear via Zoom last week, but did not contact the court directly as advised. The prosecution requested a bench warrant. Judge Pearl granted defense counsel until 11:30 a.m. to attempt contact and secure a Zoom appearance. After time lapsed and he still failed to appear, a bench warrant was issued. In other Huron County Circuit Court matters, Kenneth Harvey Convery pleaded guilty Monday before Judge Pearl to operating while intoxicated, third offense in Huron County. The charge follows a March 16th incident in Meade Township where Convery's vehicles slid into a ditch. Convery admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages before operating the vehicle, and a preliminary breath test at the jail registered 0.15. This marks his third OWI conviction, with prior offenses in 1987 and 2011. Sentencing is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 9 a.m., The felony charge carries potential penalties including 1 to 5 years in prison, fines, jail time, community service, rehabilitative programs, and mandatory vehicle immobilization. Bond remains set at $7,500. And the village of Akron issued a notice that hydrant flushing will be done this week on Thursday, April 16th and Friday, April 17th. If tap water is discolored, let the tap run until the water runs clear. Try to avoid laundry if the water is discolored to avoid discoloration in clothing. When we come back after this Bayport State sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And once again, as we reported earlier this evening at the 6 o'clock hour, a motorcycle and Amish buggy collided this evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving three individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to the request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, and Sanilac Fire Department. Photos from the scene were taken around 5:30 p.m. We do have some photos within this article on thumbnet.net, and authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or details on what caused the collision, as the investigation remains active. And in Huron County, in court, In a court hearing yesterday in Judge Frill's circuit courtroom, Thomas Ray Marks entered a no-contest plea to three charges. The charges include possession of a loaded firearm in a car, operating while intoxicated first offense, and possession of a firearm under the influence. The plea agreement stipulates a one-year delay of sentence for the loaded firearm charge. If successful, the conviction would be reduced to an attempt. Mr. Marks also agreed to forfeit all firearms to the investigative agency. The court established a factual basis for the plea using a Caseville Police Department incident report and a State of Michigan Department of State Police Forensic Science Division laboratory report. Sentencing for Mr. Marks is scheduled for June 8, 2026 at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered. A sentencing guidelines will be scored prior to that date. Mr. Marks' bond continues at $3,500 personal recognizance.
The power of Paralyzed Veterans of America can be felt everywhere. For over 80 years, PVA has been a relentless ally for veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS and ALS, and all people with disabilities, delivering life-changing programs and services that transform challenges into change so they can gain the freedom and independence to thrive. That's the power of PVA. Learn more at pva.org.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned and full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabal Wing.